Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
QL Network.
I and Eagle with the call this past weekend. Anthony Edwards, the confession. I've never, sat and watched an entire Indiana Jones movie, so I don't know, which one it was. It's, the Temple of Doom, where, the bad guy pulls, a heart out of a guy's chest.
Heart out.
It's, still...
Yeah. Kalima. So, right. That's what he says the whole time.
And what did Kevin Durant?
Ishbia.
Bradley Beal. Anthony Edwards ripped the Suns' heart out and showed it to them in game four, closing them out, setting up just an insane second round series that we all can't wait for. Game one on Saturday at Mile High between the Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. We will start breaking down that Titanic second round series in a second. We'll get to the AFC playoff picture and our thoughts on how that playoff will play out. A little later in the mid portion of the show, Evan Silva will join us next hour. All our bets for tonight, power hour, final hour of the program. But, we did a full postmortem on the Lakers. We talked about the series with Denver and Los Angeles. What's going to happen with Bronny? What's going to happen with LeBron? Now let's talk about second round. Denver minus 225 to win the series, Ken, at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Minnesota plus 180. Game one on Saturday. Denver a 4.5-point favorite, and the total 209.5. Both of us have the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA championship. Would be a great outcome for both of us. I'm a little nervous heading into this series. What say you, my friend? Your betting thoughts, please. Denver, Minnesota, round two.
I think there's some danger in the series, but I'll be nervous when I think they're going to lose it. I think it's okay to have total confidence that the best team with the best player and the guy who improves the most in the playoffs just wins again. How do you think they're going to do it? It's such a bad matchup. I don't know. Phoenix was supposedly a terrible matchup for Minnesota. How'd that go? I mean, our perception of what matters when we evaluate this stuff, it's really fun to talk about sometimes. And then you get to the end of the series and you just go, well, that didn't matter at all. Why the hell do we spend so much time talking about that? And I feel like Phoenix, Minnesota, it's so funny that everyone, and this is myself included, we do a 4-hour show. We have to, just interesting storylines to talk about. Phoenix completely dominated Minnesota in the regular season. Anthony Edwards was terrible in the regular season. And then we played the playoff games, and the exact opposite happened. And now Minnesota and Denver are going to play, and I feel like we're going to hear a lot of, well, in the regular season, Minnesota was a terrible matchup for Denver, and they played them really well. We're just going to do it again? It's fine. They played in the playoffs. There's more context than that. Minnesota can win the series. Just, what a nice reminder that sometimes when we all think something matters, it doesn't matter a whole lot. And then sometimes something totally different happens. So I just, I tether myself completely to history. And if I think Denver's the best, and I think they got the best player, and I think they got home court, and the other team doesn't have a guy ready like that, it's not Gobert. Gobert is not your title superstar here. It's Edwards, and he's not ready yet. And that doesn't mean he has to lose this series. I think it means he does not win the title, and maybe he gets to the finals, maybe, where they'd lose to the Celtics, I think. But, I'll be worried when there's actually something to be worried about. And they have the fact that they have home court in the series is a huge thing for me. Matt brings up he thinks the series can go seven, maybe. And if it did, all right, game seven, Minnesota
at Denver. Supreme confidence.
Would you ever bet Minnesota? Ever? like, then kind of what the hell are we talking about until we get to that point? They're going to blow out Denver in the series? That seems realistic. I get, like, the winning the Lakers game last night, so big. Like, Murray and Caldwell Pope getting this 5 days to just, like, totally get back to as close to normal as possible. I mean, you could argue they need the time off way more than Minnesota needed the time off. Minnesota probably ready to play again. They were in such a rhythm. They were playing so great. Why would they want to stop playing? And so I just, you know, I think winning last night was big. And I just, you know, I hear the arguments for why Minnesota is going to be really competitive. It's just, it's a little tough to swallow when they're the same arguments for why Phoenix was going to win. It's really tough when it's the same thing again. So look, the series could, I don't think it's going, like, doesn't have to be, could be awesome if Edwards keeps playing at this level and all this stuff. But again, the thing I said yesterday, all right, like, what do you think the Anthony Edwards stock price is trading right now versus, like, its 2-year high? It's like, this is the 2-year high. What do you think Minnesota's trading at versus, like, what they were trading at? Like, this is it. What do you think Denver's trading at versus what they were? Worse. How many people have already come on the show? How many people have talked about it this morning? Like, you know, I'm a little more out on Denver than I was before. I'm a little more off them than I was before than a couple weeks ago. That's how everybody says it. That's how everybody's talked about this. So listen to all that. Okay. Everyone tells you Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan Jr. Everyone tells you they're a little more out on Denver. And you look at this price. Tell me what you think the valuable bet is. Like, it's probably Denver. It's probably Denver. And it doesn't mean it can't go 7 or they can't play better. You know, they just, the path to get there, who knows? Just like Phoenix, Minnesota. I'll be worried when there's something to be worried about. But I think it's a huge relief to get this time off and have Murray and KCP a little bit better going into game one. I think this sets up great for Denver to have this time off. And maybe the Minnesota gives them a great test, or maybe they don't. And I would expect Denver to advance a lot of the time.
The biggest concern I have for Denver in game one, and just got this tweeted to me by someone who listens to, I think Kimball Gathers listens to the show constantly, is just, is Jokic going to be too focused on the Kentucky Derby on Saturday and not focused enough on the Nuggets and the Wolves, and maybe Minnesota's able to still
game
one.
The winner?
Well, that, I don't know. It goes back to Serbia, the parties with his brothers, who knows?
And I was going to say, he'll be in such a good mood. You know, winging passes all over the place. Yeah.
Jokic is such, like, a singular personality. In, like, in sports, period, someone who you truly get the sense, like, does not care about what anyone says about anything in regards to him or anybody else. So I do think it's fascinating to think about things from this perspective, right? And does he even care? Does he even think about these things? Does he consider them? I asked Matt that question about, you know, when the series is over, even if the Nuggets win, when we come out of the series, like, is there a chance, basically, that's the point of the question, that we will exit the series saying the best player in this series was Anthony Edwards? Not that he's better than Jokic, but that the best player in the series was actually Anthony Edwards. And Matt goes, Jokic is going to be the best player in the series. I agree that it's going to be Jokic, and Ken agrees that it's going to be Jokic. But I think that if you asked a lot of people right now, to Ken's point on, like, the stock price, maybe people would say, like, it's Anthony Edwards' time now. And this is the sort of thing that, like, LeBron would use, chip on his shoulder, Kevin Durant, chip on his shoulder, Troel Embiid, and he calls himself that, big-time chip on his shoulder, would be tweeting about it on social media. I'm not even saying this to insult these guys. I would feel that way if I were them. I wonder if, like, Jokic, like, hears any of this or cares about any of this, and you just get, like, the Nikola Jokic, hey, everybody, I know you're saying that this guy's Jordan. I'm actually the guy here. And he just absolutely smashes them. I don't even know if he needs that to do that. I just think that's such, like, a fascinating subplot of this series. That Jokic coming into the series, Ken, is not the forgotten man, but I think a lot of the hype's going to be on Anthony Edwards, at least heading into game one on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree. Fascinated to see what Edwards looks like in the series, right? I couldn't have played a better first round series. Passed every test. Bradley Beal's not, like, a slouch defensively. Like, it wasn't nobody, you know, and still to put up the numbers
just
that he put up.
That way.
$50 million slouch. And to, you know, trash talk Durant, hit all the big shots. And Edwards has this thing where, and I've heard a bunch of people talk about this, and I just agree, where, like, you know when you're, like, about to see a score, like, a couple go in, and you're like, wow, the next 10 minutes are about to be, like, really awesome. Like, they're about to be really cool. He's going to make all these shots. It's what's gotten him to this point. I hesitate always because I think I want to agree with Matt and be like, oh, like, 7 games, like, going to go the distance. Series lengths are just always really tough, you know? Like, it's just, it's, you know, if you had told someone, hey, like, in hockey, the first series that's going to end is Rangers Capitals, we would all been like, yeah, dummy. It's the best team. It's the team that literally won the most against the worst playoff team of the last like 25 years. Be like, and in the NBA, the first playoff series that will end will be Minnesota Phoenix, not Boston Miami, and not any of these other series. Lengths are tough sometimes. They're just really tough. And the ebbs and flows of how this goes, and injuries, and a play here and a play there, a team kind of like letting go of the rope sometimes at the end of a series if they're down a couple of games, like stuff just happens more often. So I used to be really into like, oh, over 5.5 games or to go 7 or something like that. I think Minnesota Phoenix, again, just a nice reminder of like, I'm good on lengths of series. Like, I don't know. I don't know how many games. I have no idea. But we do this a lot to go back to winner of the series. You know, just you brought up some names. It's funny because it's like, oh, like Durant and Embiid. It's like, well, like Jokic is kind of like better than both those guys already. Like he's at least better than Embiid already. He's probably not better than Durant yet. They win the title this year. That's the conversation.
Like historically, LeBron, we'll we're talking about obviously, right? Not like yeah. today, like over the balance of their careers.
Oh, I mean, he crushes all three of them right now. Like in terms of the talent, Embiid's probably the closest, which is the funny thing. Maybe LeBron. Just in terms of like historically great players.
I agree with that.
But historically great players, like, you know, how many times does, this sounds first takey, but like, whatever, like, I don't do the X's and O's stuff, whatever, still goes okay. All right, like, how many times Mahomes play in a playoff game where you try to invent reasons why the opposite side's really good? How many times, like, Jordan play in a final, be like, ah, like, Karl Malone and Stockton, like, this time they got him. You know, it's how many times do we do this to stuff? Well, we do this all the time.
Clyde Drexler lost to the Pistons, and now he's ready.
Yeah, I just, how many times do we do this with
but
this
that's
stuff?
Like betting content in 1992, right? It's right. Like, oh my God, Blazers like thwarted by Detroit and now they're ready to win. Bulls resting on their laurels beat Magic last year. Or then the next year, well, now Charles is in Phoenix and his supporting cast is crazy. Give me the Suns.
Just like, you know.
Give me
like
the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins and
Lakers
Arrowhead on
finals.
Peacock.
Yeah, right.
Sub-zero temperature.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Lakers Heat Finals, Nuggets Heat Finals. You try to talk yourself into the crazy thing happening. This one isn't that crazy. Like there are crazier things that we've predicted before that people have tried to. Just like when all the chips are in, who you going with? Like, come on, you know, guys. Like, he's on a trajectory to be like maybe like a top 5 player ever, depending on how long his career is. At least like a top 10 to 20 player. Like that's where he lives. That's where he lives, and he's got a home game against a guy who's like 22. Great, Edwards is really special. We're gonna pick the other guy? Like, that's what we're gonna do? I don't know, man. It just feels like another one of these, like, let's invent, and it's not inventing because that means it's like made up, but let's like really hyper focus on the 50 ways that it won't be the best guy ever. Let's focus on all those. And it's like, well, no. And yeah, like all, you know, it's not that they can't, this isn't like some guarantee. I just, again, like who would I bet in the series? I don't know. Who would you bet when Mahomes plays in the Super Bowl? And who would you bet when the best player of all time? Who would you bet when like Tiger plays golf? Just come on, you know, like, what are you going to bet in these situations? Be like, well, price matters. Be like, yes. But to me, that's just like, do I want to bet Denver at this price or another price or later or whatever? But the answer is still the same. So like, great. Like, let me know when the price changes then. Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey or 50 Ways the Nuggets Will Not Win? And which is more sado?
And 50 Shades either. Yeah, so.
And which is more sadomasochistic of the two?
Yeah, but I mean, how many? We just exited an NCAA tournament.
Well,
I know you're trying to like
this.
Turn
well,
this funny, but I just. But
no,
I want to
no,
do one
no,
more.
But let me,
you,
and,
I want to do
and,
UConn.
And then I got something playoff related also. Yeah. Go ahead.
Like, how many tournament games? This time the other team is going to show up with a lot of stuff. Nah, man, UConn. Like, sick content, though. You know, like, I just, what? Come on. Like, with this stuff. Like, you know who wins the really good teams? They win all the time. And yeah, this is like, I guess this is a weird series to do this because, like, I do think Minnesota's awesome. But, like, you get the idea. Just, like, the historically good player in a bunch of these situations, I feel like because they've been around for a while or they've won before, in general, everybody tends to be hyper-focused on, like, the ways this one will be different. And what you find is that so rarely is that the case. Yeah, Burrow beat Mahomes. Brady loses Super Bowls sometimes, loses big games sometimes, but in general, like, you want to be on that side or you want to be on the opposite side? And especially price dependent too. If we're going to get this into, you know, 60-65% territory and they got home court, like, I'm going to take the historically good player. Like, that's who wins every year that we ever do this tournament. And I do think Boston's going to win this tournament sometimes, most notably if Denver loses. But if they don't lose, like, and they get to the, like, that, they're the most likely winner. Like, just a, you know, let's not overthink this thing.
So I know it's really difficult to predict how long a series is going to go. With that being said, who wins the series and in how many games? Denver and what?
I mean, not four, probably. Anything else?
Like, I could see five. Like, Minnesota gets one at home.
Anything. Yeah, anything. But also, like, Edwards can't have a playoff game where he shoots 7 for 26. It's not possible. Not possible anymore because he's Michael Jordan Jr. Can't be the case. Like, I just, one series, guys, like, come on, like, Edwards is awesome. Can't wait for the rest of his career, but, like, let's not do this. Like, please. Like, I mean, you know, LeBron has bad playoff games, the best player of all time. You know, like, Jordan has bad playoff games, the co-best player of all time. Like, the best guys have bad games. Like, there's a couple of them cooking here, probably in the series. That would be my guess.
So you like the Nuggets?
Yeah, I'm gonna like them in this, all the series that they play. Like, I
absolutely.
Just, you know, this is where we are. I know it gets tedious or tiresome or redundant, I guess is the right word. Just like, this is who I bet. I'm also
does
not the person who picks seven teams to win the title and then is like, look, I won. It's like, no, I got one here, and we're gonna see how this goes. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think winning's tedious. And I'll tell you what I really enjoyed. Betting UConn and every game down the stretch of the NCAA tournament was an absolute blast.
Right.
Yes, it's all really good. And the Chiefs did win the Super Bowl. More on the NBA playoffs coming up next. Wrap up hour number two.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.